Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Believe in we.
All right, here we go. ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Shefty, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we don't know what's happening with Baker Mayfield and the Browns. We know they lost a very important game against the Steelers, no question about that. Baker was, I guess, got a bruised right hand on that follow-through. He was in a wrap. I guess he didn't throw much to the media today. You hearing anything about whether he's in danger of missing the game against Cincinnati?
I think he's going to play. Look, the fact that he was able to come back in the last time and finish up tells me that he'll be out there on Sunday. Now, the question becomes, how effective is he when he's out there, right? Like, we don't know exactly the full extent of the injury. And it just feels like it looked bad when it happened. And I just get the sense that this is one of those things that you'll hear about afterwards, like, wow, I can't believe that Baker played through that injury. One of those kinds of things. And we'll see how effective he is on Sunday. They certainly need him out there. We'll see what he can do. I expect him to play. Just nobody's told that to me. It's just my instinct. Usually, you know, if you're out there and you finish the game, you're usually good to go. Usually, as hard as it is, as much as he's playing through. And if you're not, then it becomes a question. But again, I don't think he's going to be at full strength. I think he will be impacted, but I do think he'll be playing.
Adam, I've seen some stuff leak out about Odell Beckham Jr. wanting out of Cleveland at the end of the season. Have you heard? Well, I mean, you laugh at it. I think people are like, really? Is that even news? I kind of assume that. But have you heard anything of the likelihood of him being possibly moved, or are they going to try to stay firm on this? Or, you know, what could the play be there?
You know, it's a tough one, Bobby. I mean, he came in there with so much hope and so much hype. And I haven't heard of them moving on from him. And I think that it's the kind of thing that if it's come up, I'm sure that it's possible. Again, it has not been something that's gained traction and momentum. And I'm not going to say that it's not going to. I don't know. I mean, I just think we're a month away and they will probably want to finish out the season, see how the whole thing goes, look at the full body of work, and then make a decision about where they want to continue. I would think they would want to continue on with him, but I'm not going to say that something like that couldn't happen because anything's always possible.
Yeah, we heard a lot about how he was, you know, really unthrilled with being in New York, and then that finally broke that he was traded, but Browns gave up, what, a first, a third, and Peppers to get him. So, it's been a weird season up there. I mean, it's been one where they've underachieved, certainly, with this roster. And we ask you every week whether you think that this is, you know, whether Freddie's going to be one and done. What's your gut opinion on that if they don't make the playoffs, which it looks like they're probably not going to?
I think that's something they're going to take a look at. I mean, I think that they'll look at that and have to make a decision there. I mean, you know, you're asking me for answers before the full season's over, right? It's a hard thing to do. Do I think that they're going to have discussions about Freddie's future? Yes, I do think that's going to happen. Do I think they're going to stick with him or move on? That I don't know. I don't know how those talks are going to go. I don't know how the owners feel. But I think that as much as that organization would like to remain stable and consistent, I think it will be open to discussion to not being that way.
And so, Adam, speaking of, you know, stable and trying to move forward and trying to balance those two things, the Panthers move on from Ron Rivera. They fired him on a Tuesday. Like, usually if you're doing that, like you're firing the guy after the game Monday morning. Is there a reason why Tuesday happened? I mean, is there something behind that we're not seeing or we didn't know?
Bobby, you know, it's interesting that you say that, right? Because to me, that was one of the more intriguing things about that, right, is that you've got a guy here who's the winningest coach in franchise history. They're 5-7. And by the way, they're not eliminated yet. They're not. They're still in it. And so they make the decision to move on from, and on a Tuesday afternoon, like I don't like the idea of getting rid of coaches in season, usually. I don't think that that's recommended. I don't think it's recommended for outstanding men like Ron Rivera. But I would say this, that David Tepper, the Panthers owner, wanted to do his own thing. And he wants to go hire his own coach for the team that he bought for billions of dollars. And so if you're spending that kind of money, you get to do what you want. And it doesn't mean it's the right thing. Like, if they were eliminated from the playoffs, nobody thinks the Panthers are likely to make it, but if they were eliminated, okay, fine. They're not even eliminated. And then you make the move Tuesday afternoon. The firings usually come Sunday night, Monday morning, and let the new staff take over and plot for the week.
Yeah.
It just was odd, the timing of it. Like, you know, I don't know what to say about it other than, you know, you have an owner as successful as he's been in life and business. You know, he's never been through that. And I just, my perception, never having spoken to David Tepper, is that he knew he was going to do it, wanted to do it. And he said, I don't care when I'm doing it. Okay, I'm ready. And it's Tuesday afternoon, and there it is.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, the fact that everybody left out that, you know, your former MVP quarterback has done and hasn't played, like, significantly this year in your role with Kyle Allen. And, like, happening on Tuesday, I guess, Schefter, what I was kind of alluding to was sometimes you see where ownership or management encourages a coach, strongly encourages, to potentially make some staff changes, some reorganization. And maybe if that occurred on Monday and Ron Rivera saying, no, I'm not doing it, but usually you would see somebody else get fired along with him, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, again, the timing to me was odd and unusual. But I always say that hunting season in the NFL begins right after Thanksgiving. I always say that. Thanksgiving kicks off hunting season, where literally these head coaches are hunted down over the course of the next month. And it's gotten to the point now, I think, where there's a little bit of a blurring of that in the NFL, where they have taken what used to be some traditional dates and some traditional times to make sure. And the NFL said, you know what, in typical NFL fashion, we don't even care when we do. We're going to fire general managers now in June on the eve of training camp, one game into the season. We'll fire head coaches 4 or 5 games in, like the Redskins did. We'll fire a head coach on a Tuesday. Like, it just seems like the traditional way of doing things has kind of gone out the window, and that anything is open at any point. It's wreaked havoc with my life, but that's okay.
Well, and the other thing, that I'm glad you guys brought up Cam, because I'm wondering, because Cam did mention, you know, I thought he mentioned recently that he certainly would prefer to stay there. He wants to get paid, and, you know, he's coming off an injury. Where do you find the future of Cam Newton right now, if you had to guess?
Well, I think the better question is, who's going to be coaching the team? Who's going to be making the personnel decisions? And until you know that, it's hard to answer what's going to happen with Cam. They could hire a coach who has a system that revolves around a player like Cam, and they say, you know, we're going to hold on to him. Or they could hire a coach who likes Kyle Allen or wants to go trade for this guy or sign that guy and not interested in running an offense around Cam, and they move on from him. We don't know how that's going to go. So it's a hard thing to say.
I guess this is drama, and maybe it's kind of a cinematic ending possibly for Eli Manning, right? Daniel Jones in a walking boot. Can you tell us, so Manning is going to get a last hurrah here?
It's great. It really is to me. His contract's up in New York. You wondered if he was going to get another chance, and it turns out that Daniel Jones has got an ankle injury, a high ankle sprain, that Pat Shurmur compared to Saquon Barkley's. And Saquon Barkley missed 3 games and was back sooner than I think a lot of people expected. So if that is the case, which it is, then you have to wonder, why would the Giants play Daniel Jones the remainder of the season? I mean, there's just really no sense in doing that, I don't believe. And so they bring back Eli Manning. He'll start Monday night, and I think that's how it should be. Eli's contract's up after this year. I think most people will believe he's not going to be back with New York. Maybe he's not going to be back in the NFL. So let's have, not something that Eli wants, but like one final unofficial month of goodbye Eli Manning. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool, especially being on a Monday night. Like, he'll get his with very little expectation, probably. Like, he'll be really rusty.
They're playing a struggling Eagles team that's vulnerable in the secondary, but the fact of the matter is, again, it took a game that I think was lacking some juice and gave it some real juice with a guy like Eli Manning stepping back into the lineup.
All right, 30 seconds for you. Just you and me talking now.
Are we going to talk about Bobby?
No. Okay. Well, you can listen in. Brissett against Tampa or Goff against Seattle?
Well, I would say that, well.
And I don't know, is T.Y. coming back?
No, I don't expect him to be back this week. So, and if that's the case, I think I'm always going Goff at home. Like, if Goff is at home, you roll with him. That's just my gut instinct, right? You're in the playoffs there, Anthony?
That's right.
Yeah, me too. I got I'm in 2 leagues. I'm in 2 playoff games this weekend, and if I could advance in one of them, I'll be very happy, and we'll see how that goes.
Let me give you another quarterback one. Real quick, Trubisky versus Dallas or Minshew, and I don't even know who the Jags are playing. I got to look that up.
The Chargers. I go Minshew.
Chargers. Oh, so, yeah. So you go back to the mustache man. I agree. No, I agree with you. I think you can't trust Trubisky, even though he played well against the Lions. But I can't trust that offense. And Dallas is desperate. I wouldn't trust that at all. I agree with you on that one.
Okay. We're in agreement.
Thank you.
I got one wide receiver decision to make this week, although I think I made it when they went to Eli Manning. The question is, I've got five receivers for three. Well, I got one running back decision. I could play both and put one in the flex. And I got one wide receiver. At running back, do I go – I have Kamara, but do I go Darius Geis or Patrick Laird in Miami for that second running back spot in a PPR league? What do you think?
Geis or Laird? I would go with Geis.
The juice
that's
man.
That's what I have right now. And then I have five receivers. Tyreek Hill's going. Jarvis Landry's going.
Right.
So then I have three receivers for one spot. The three receivers are Tyler Boyd, Christian Kirk, and Sterling Shepard.
Boyd seems to be my first choice.
That's me too.
Okay.
And so I'm hoping that Baker's, you know, finger, hand, arm, yeah, whatever it is enough that, because Jarvis has been great. He's mm-hmm. been tremendous, you know. And so then we're going to roll with Tyreek and Jarvis and Boyd, and I think we're going to go Kamara and Geis.
Okay.
And let the chips fall where they will. I can't play Baker at home or against Cincinnati over Mahomes in New England, can I?
No, never. No. You got it. That's matchup proof. You got it. No, you got to play Mahomes.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
All right, we'll continue this offline. Yeah. But thank you.
We're on the same page. You got it, guys.
Well done.
My pleasure.